No big kingdom there, but lots. You have big lakes. The lake right now is just dry. That's why we have no rats right now. And we went down Kalkuk, and we summer down there. We come back. Now we summer down there, and what is it? Summers, John Summers Singer, old man John Summers Singer. He had big store down Nulato. And his daddy, his wife is daddy's cousin and their brother-in-law. And he say, brother-in-law, you want to have little store up there for me? He say, up camp. He say, yeah.
What year was this?
Oh, I was about 9 years old. Yeah, about nine or ten. Yeah, 10 years old, I think, because I know it. And I'm 62 now, 10 years old. I was 10 years old that time. And he hauled stuff up. And he went down again, and he hauled another stuff up. So Daddy Mick tear up his boat, that big scow, and he dig hole, bought a little, put in a quarter, three quarter of this, put in 18 by 18, I guess. Big house, lumber house, we got lumber house. Cold them days, 60 blow, 50 blow.
How do you insulate that?
Oh, this is, you know, the dig hole this much, 2 feet, and they fix it good, you know, no holes, and they bank it, and they make good roof, you know, with dirt and moss, birds bark, so it's warm, no hole, you know, it's lumber house, but no hole. And, you know, we got nice stuff in the house, and we got lots of wood. And he make big casts for stuff, open casts in the house. And but they had tent over it, you know. So he got big casts. That's where the store is. And George Atla and Sammy back there, and a few people from cut off, they go up with dogs and they buy stuff. Daddy, they caught eating mink by themselves. And he buy quite a bit of mink. Mink, fox, otter, lynx. I know he had another little cast and another tent over it. Just like nice place. That's four casts. That cast was just full of four. Pretty soon Sammy came. Little Sammy back there. Toony Sam is his real name, Toony Sam. But we always call him Little Sammy. And he came with seven dogs. And he said he wanna buy stuff. Mama had to, they even gave him six moose-skin. And the moose-skin was half was $20, I guess. 20 or 25, somewhere like that. And they had a lot of stuff, you know. Things like Mart organs and toys. We never see them toys some days. But they sell them, you know, dress, shirt, everything, jacket. The wool jacket, no nylon them days. He bought dress for Big Sophie, and he bought, I know he bought some kind of doll or something for kids, toys. And Daddy, you know, they talk Indian, and they say this much, and they gave him four. He bought four that They say he buy 4 nuts. Nah. They talk Indian, you know. Mm-hmm. They buy. And he bought lots of things. He bring about 10 skins. And he got half speed load. They had big speed on this. Person, they went out. And you know, when somebody came, we always watch. We went out. And I was standing by the door, and my sister and my brother, they were by the cast. Mama was up there in the cast, and he saw everything. And he buy half moosekin too, towels, everything. Pretty soon he take out little box that was smart organ. Cold. But totally blue in daytime. Sun is up. Pretty soon. Yeah, my kids will like this, you know, talk Indian. He got bunch of kids. My kids were like this. What's this for? The smart organ. And he just put it in mouth and it stuck. Cold. Oh, oh. And it stuck both sides. Oh. And he said, ah, Sota, Gona. He said, ah, sister, help me. He said. So my mama just go like this, easy. And he cared all. He was going to play it. And he said, leave it in your mouth for a while so it will get warm and come out, he said. So he bought things. And George Asha, he came down with 4. Right, I don't know how many 4 he bought. I know he have big little cash full. Pretty soon, who is that? Somebody come up from Nulato. He say, they going to divide them money. So, he couldn't have run out of stuff after Christmas.
What year? Was this still when you were 10? Huh? This is later. How old were you then?
I was 10 years old. About 10 years old that winter. Just one winter, that's all he had store for him. And I don't know what's going on after that. They divide the money, I guess. But I know daddy had his own mink was... Eating mink. He had tent on the flat. Mink track was just like squirrel track. Just like mouse track. Mama told, daddy told me, I pack ice from across the river, you know, water go down and, you know, ice is this thick. Easy to get ice for water. And I pack it in pack sack.
So you pack, it's about what, 8 inches thick?
Mm-hmm. What this take, and I pack big chunks in. I fill up my pack sack, and I always, we had to wash up in the house for water. I fill up that one every day. And daddy tell me, you see mink track across there? Yeah, lots of mink track under the ice. And he tell me, it's a trap for it. So I did. He told me to set trap like this. And before that, we kids camp robin, you know, around the cast with trap, and we make snares for it, and we kiss them. And daddy say, for trap bait, put it around the cast, save it for me, he say. Just for Martin, he never say for Martin. He gave me one trap, so I set it under the ice. Where Lottie track is. I said it right there, and I caught one. And he killed it for me. I'm scared at it. He killed him for me, and after that, he told me, said it good. So I said it again, same way. And I never catch nothing. Well, he said, save that camp robin for bait, trap bait. And I thought that was for mink too. So I left that camp robin, cruising one. I let it sit down to that trap. And he was watching that trap. And mink scared at that one, I guess. So I never catch mink. Finally, daddy sneak over to my trap and he see it and he come home. That evening, you know, when they go to bed, they talk. I heard daddy was laughing and tell mama, my, my poor daughter. He just let that Camp Robin sitting down to that trap. No wonder he don't get nothing, he said. And I find out. Next morning I asked Mama, Mom, how come Daddy say that? He said, that's for Martin. That's not for Mink. That Mink is scaring at that. What? So Daddy had to store two winter. And I don't know how he make out. Maybe he make a little money, but you know, we have a big family, so we eat lots of. Well, I'll stop this far, I think. Tell story. Well, before my uncle Hugger was Johnny, he always tell a story. I walk up to his house. And you know, it's like summertime, like this springtime. They always stay in tent, and when I want story, I always, when I get time, I walk up to him, and I tell them this news, you know, what we hear about in letters. I tell them news before he tell me story. We had, when we was in Old Town, we had meal once a month. No meal. Some white bring some meal. And somebody go up by the boat, they bring some meal. That's the only way we had meals them days. No meal plane, nothing. So, no radio, nothing. We had no radio them days. And I walk up to Uncle Hoggrave Johnny, and I tell him about news, and he say, well, he always called me Sla, because I call him Uncle. Sla is my, you know, what do you call him? It's like brothers, two brothers, daughters. And he say, Sla, I can't tell you a story, because you always want story from me. And it's really a true story, he say. I say, yeah, that's what I come for. So he tell me stories, and he say, he was kid. That was long ago. He say, well, her mama was a widow, and he never get married after he was widow. He was young, and he was widow. They call her Big Mama. And she had a lot of kids too, you know, half breed and Indians. And this Hoggrave Johnny was Indian. And he say, who was his sister? His sister is busy back there too. I think he's younger, Hoggrave Johnny. And there were three of them. And he say he was small. And he's the oldest one, and her mother, she fishing them willow's bark. They make it about 1/4 inch. Long to, they didn't know how to work at it. They just didn't know what kind of willows, straight willows, nice willows. Didn't know how to take them. And They make that kind of pheasant, about this long, I guess. This house, about 30 feet long. For salmon. They caught salmon in there, bass. Some people, they do like this, you see. Yeah, they go like this, and they go like this, and they, you see. That one is just nice one. And see, look at that kind of fishnet. And they had birch bark boat. Nice, big, strong frame. All the birds and trees, good trees. And he said, they saw one white man coming down from Battles, I guess. First time it's going to be Battles. Oh, somewhere up there. A Bellcocket, I guess. It he come down in little boat, and he say he give us about half sack of 25 pound or something like that, about 10 pound. And he say he give them that one, and they tell them to put baking powder, put salt in there and stir it with water and cook it. And they say they had no pan, they had no dipper, no mixing bowl, nothing. So they got some kind of cans for teapot though. Few cans from some place. They say them days they got, you know, the mool style bucket? Bucket, mm-hmm. You know, the bucket, an enamels bucket, mm-hmm. And them thick aluminum bucket, uh-huh. The old styles.
Yeah.
They got few that kind, but it's high price. They have to buy it from each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're really good friends, and when they got two, they give to their friend for present. Mm-hmm. That's price.
Mm-hmm.
They got the one bucket for cooking and one campfire teapot, can, some kind of can. They never lose it. They had it for years and years. So this grandma told them, Madeline is her name, their mother. She looks pretty too. She looks like quarter bred. Even the old people, they looks really pretty. And she tell her kids, "Look, Anastask," he say. He mean make it stir it in them birch bark. They make all kinds of birch bark plate, bowls, and plate, cup, everything. And he says, stir it in that little pot of birch bark with water, what that white guy tell us. They don't know, but this grandma, he learned fast too, and he understand everything too. And you know, this white man talk with them. They give him a little can of baking powder and packets of salt. You know, the small packets long ago. And they saw them, they give him a spoon too. And they got the stick, spoons, everything. And they saw them this much, and he stared for them. And he saw them to make it. And so he said, "Look, Anastask," he said. "Snap. Look, Anastask," he said. "He said, my son, make some kind of like bread. You know, when he do like this, that's what he mean. Nog Arnoldusk, you know, when we make bread."
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And they stare it long time, and they go like this and that.
With their hands.
Mm-hmm. Make it hard. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he make hole by the fire, and he put it in there, and he cover it. It cook in there.
And cover it with sand.
Mm-hmm. By the way, where they got cool about that big, you know, how long the wood they cut.
Mm-hmm. A whole mm-hmm. size of
yeah.
The stove?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
about
bad.
This thick. Uh-huh. That's where they got fire.
Uh-huh.
Under smokehouse and by the door, you know.
Uh-huh.
Where they cook, no stove.
Uh-huh.
They don't like stove. First time they find, first time they see you can't stove. Every one of them, they buy one. They leave it in the cast. They don't care for it. Just like just like Grandma Edwin's mamas too, Julia Simon and old man Simon. The first time the tent came, about 8 by 10, 10 by 12. And they say that 10 by 12 is too big. So 8 by 10, just right. So they buy a new tent, every one of them, you know. They got four and they buy one. Cheap them days. And they buy little stove and they haul it. First they came, they dig snow to the ground. Even lots of snow. And
what would they dig with?
Snowshoes. Uh-huh. And they put out this, you know, they smash the snow down. They use snowshoes and they smash the snow down. And they put the spruce boughs. And they put up that tent. They started freezing that tent. They say it's no good. They don't like it. So the way they live, they tear it right in the middle. That brand new tent. And they put that brand Yukon stove. They put it, they hang it right under the tree. Big trees. They hang it right there. They don't like it. And they tear that brand new tent right in the middle. And, you know, they dig snow to the ground. Mm-hmm. And they got two posts on both sides, you know. Mm-hmm. Two is like this on both sides. And they put a strong one right here. Mm-hmm. And they put laying trees on it. On both sides. Mm-hmm. And there's doorway and there's doorway. And up there it's open. So, So they put it around on each side. So that's why they tear it in the middle.
Oh, they put the tent on each side.
That's the kind of, yeah. Uh-huh. So they say, it's no good. They don't like it. Uh-huh. They say, in summertime, they sew it together. So that's that way they use it.
Oh.
So Grandpa, old man Simon say, no. We don't like to haul that. No dogs to haul. They got only 3 dogs limit. They say, no. Let's put it in under the trees. Cast it. When we're moving back this way, we're going to haul it to town. So they make it cast, you know, cast it. They threw them away. They don't care for it.
When did people start using them? When did people start using them again? Their stoves? Start using them again?
Maybe? Yeah, in summertime.
Oh, just summertime.
But they lived outdoors. They don't like to live in the tent. Too hot. And they sew them tent together. And they use that tent in summer. One old lady, about 70 or 75 years old lady, she had little tent. 8 by 10, somewhere like that. Only her, she stay alone too. And he say, you know, when the tent is about 8 or 6 years old, it's dirty. And he say, he went down the river and he sat down on the beach and he washed the tent. They say he just cleaned what them brown soup. He say he washed his tent. And them days they didn't know how to talk Indian too. And they say, not too long ago. And they, you know, three family, they stay in winter camp too sometime. And up Alakakit, there's Mariah Nat, the one they're going to have potlas. That one is, she's about 40, not too old, and they say one grandma, old woman, around 80 years old. One white guy come over from Tenna, walking, and he come to Alakakit. And he tell a story. He say, we miss. And he say, I was walking over. I get tired, because too much nigger hit, he say. And they don't understand, but some people, they pick up some word. And they answer. And this white guy stay with them for a while, you know. here and there. He visit.
You know what his name was?
No. And this one old lady listen to. You know, they, when they talk like this, they stay around fire. Mm-hmm. Night time, and they stay around fire. They talk like this, and this white man tell how he come over. They say, boy, there's lots of nigger head. That's where I got tired, he say. This one old woman, she just jump and he say, it's gay. No, kusak nigger kid, ni on, he say. He say, it's gay. That white man, he find lots of nigger head, he say. That people, he mean the nigger head. He thought really true nigger head. I mean, she thought really nigger hit them, human beings hit.
Oh.
And he just jumped. He thought he find.
See that their heads.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh.
That's a key, he find nigger hit, he say. And he ran over to his tent. And this man say, ha, auntie, what do you call nigger hit is knocking yash. Just a nigger head on the grass, yeah. That's what knocking yash. That's what he mean. Oh, you shut up, you don't know nothing. You close your mouth, he tell her. That's all he say, you know better. Lots of things like that. And this, they call him Big Mama. This, I don't know his last name. This whole group John and this big business mama, they always call her Big Mama because he helped a lot of people. He worked like a man too, even he's 60. He's a strong woman. He do anything just like a man. He make big fish trap too for a river. And he fishing, he feed them people, he feed them man, everything. He worked like a man. And when them white people come around, he liked to talk to. He never shut up. So there's two white men was coming down from Badlands. And he wanted to ask somebody about his relative from Badlands. And them two white guys was going by. And, you know, no kicker, no mortar, so they can talk and anything. It was calm. And he said, hello, this white guy. They answer. And they say, this woman, Madeline, Big Mama. And they say, where you come from? He say, Badlands. Anybody know? He say, who? Balaroots, gun, boots, die? He said, nobody don't understand. He tried to ask for his relative how he is. But he just make it herself. So they say, oh, yes, that's all they say. They answer her.
But they don't understand.
No, they don't understand, etc. After that, he just talk loud with them. Indian. And they say, them white people say, well, goodbye, we understand you, they told her. Balaoots, gamboots, die, he say. We don't know what they mean. And at cut off, they used to dance Christmas night, New Year night. They dance all night till 6 o'clock in the morning. Daddy, Mama, they were young them days. Big Charlie, I need to see them.
What kind of
before?
Dance?
You know them. Violin, guitar, organ, accordion. Mama used to play accordion little. And Tom Cook. Canadian,
huh?
No, they just learned from somehow. Used to name Tom Cook, Canadian, dark fella. He was married to Auntie. Her name is Julia, I guess. And that one, I see that one. Big Charlie, Little Charlie, and Little William, lots of them, happy. They make homebrew, white mule, what they call. They never took me back them days. I was down Cochrane. And they used to drink and party and dance all night. Daddy used to know how to sing all kinds of song, Eskimo song. And they dance like Eskimo, you know, when they go over Quebec. They learn that and they just teach each other.
What did he go to Quebec for?
No, they just want to visit. And another one started crying. And this one man, Big Charlie, I guess, he say, third morning, he say, "Well, everybody die tonight," he say. "Yay," he say. He thought, he say, they want to talk, they want to learn how to talk English, you know, quite English. He mean, "Well, everybody going to dance all night." And he say, "Yay," that's what he mean. "Everybody going to die tonight, yay," he say. So this one guy, they don't like to get beat to them days, you know. They think they're smart and, you know, they don't like to get beat. They want to be, and they want to, you know, they like to be even. And this one guy thought he got beaten, and he think, "Well, skull dance," he say. Tom Cook was playing violin, skull dance. "All circle, hand, circle," he say. You know, circle around. They hold your hand, etc. They got partners, though. They hold their hand and they start a circling. And he say, "Well, I call, he say. 50 secret and join the hand and lead us in cabin light and toss it all." He called for a square dance. They all stand and look at each other. They don't know what to do. He just look at each other and he just started dance. One step, he just get into one step. This one man, the one talk English first. He, you know, after they say that, they just say, "Yay," all together. You want me to say that again?
Oh, yeah.
They call him, they name him Big Charlie, I'm sure. Because I never see them. They died before they took me back. I just remember my auntie, daddy's sister. That one's husband, I guess, is Big Charlie. I don't know what's one. Because one is Little Charlie, too. And one is Happy, Mr. Happy, and one is Little William. And this Big Charlie is married to Auntie, I guess, Daddy's older sister. He drowned Big Charlie, and her name is Lucy. And I think that's the one husband. They used to make good Indian song. This Auntie make song, but he don't know how to talk. So the husband talk for him, for her. And both of them, they help each other mix up. And Auntie drowned in Muskrat House. You know, they were trapping in Muskrat in March. And that the big open place by Muskrat House, that's from Blackfish. Blackfish sucked that ice during the first snow. And they make a big open place one night. And Auntie, he had trap in there, and she just had snowshoes on early in the morning. She had snowshoes on, let's see, they took me back in that fall. Mm-hmm. And they finished 3 houses that time. And Auntie was, I can't remember her little. That winter, there was, we come up here September, I guess. October, November, December, January, February, March. March he drowned. He kneeled down right by that muskrat house with snowshoes. Just filling water, drowned. Snowshoes was upside down, floating. One night he was there and they find him. They haul him in town. How they call Tonsa?
Yeah, I don't see game I quit.
Mm. Yeah, I hope that kid don't cry. And that's time they drink homebrew and stay up all night, party, having New Year, having Christmas that way. They play cards too, huh?
Never
enough. Oh, they play gambling too. What they call jackpot and casino and what was that? Just jackpot and casino they call. What else can I say? Oh, we stay home. Every night in one house, they play in Auntie's house, Miss Safi's. They stay up till 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. We cook hot cake, we wait for them. Finally, they come home and go to bed. They sleep till 11 and 12. See, my kids going to cry, I have to get them girls.
Mm. Do you want
to talk? Mm-hmm. Mm. No, what else I going to tell you about?
Maybe you could tell, where your grandma was a medicine? Made medicine?
My grandma? No. My daddy and my auntie, he was, but he don't help nobody, but he used to find out. He could tell.
Yeah, maybe you could just talk about some
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could put him in here. Don't go there to see. Well, they live on a bow and arrow, axe and spear. That's all they got. And them days, they raise just light and their mother when they carry baby. When they're young, they never eat lots of things because it's no good for them. And this one woman say, around 50 carbo run away with them. And they run alongside of them. They used to shoot them with bow and arrow, hit them with bow and arrow. Just running by it. And this one man, he was way behind when they all ran. Just like race. They all took off like a ptarmigan, Indian. And this one man was way behind, way back there. They ran away from him. He's too heavy. You see, that's what they mean. Well, they come back and they say, they name him. We see Carbo run away from us. We ran after it and we were alongside the Carbo. And this man, they name him and he say he was way behind. We left him behind. He can keep up with us, they say. They talk about him. They tell about him. And this, his mother was listening. And he went in the house and he cried. And he say, he tell his friend, hey, friend. I thought I wouldn't have no more kids, so I used fish duck's feathers for my pillow. That's why my boy was behind. You see that little things? That's why, that's what I mean. That's why I want to tell the story. Mm-hmm. Because that duck is heavy. And even he used that feathers for pillow while he was carrying that boy. And them girls, they have to eat lot. They don't have to eat lots of things. And they say, while you're young, while you're still having kids, you can eat beaver foot. Beaver foot. And they say, if you got baby, your baby's foot will be this way. Right here, his foot will be putting her down. Mm-hmm. Side. Her foot will be just like this. Lots of things. And long ago, not too long ago, I was a kid at the time. And they say, one woman was nice woman. They call her Lisa. Her husband's name is Johnny Badogatni. Indian is last name, and his wife is Lisa Badogatni. And both of them, they never get mad. They're nice people. They just talk nice all the time. They never talk about nobody. They're nice people. And this man, Johnny Badogatni, he caught beaver, bear, black bear, in the hole. And in fall time, when they're in the hole, they're really good meat. That's the time we really need it. And few people as well is lucky with it. You know, if you lose your needle, you can't find it, you wouldn't find it. If you can find it, you could find it. That's the way you hunt bear. It's hard, you know. Just like some people, they're bad luck with it. They just go by it about this far. They never even think. They're bad luck, you know. Hard to find them. That's a really, you know, hard to get them. That black bear, brown bear, anything. All the bear. And in fall time, it's hard to find it. But they got lots of bear holes. Some of them, they come to bear holes, they fix the other bear holes, they fix it and they move in there. That's where they find it, some of them, but some of them, no. One time, Edwin, who was in the camp, he was hunting 17 days, hunting bear. Go out every day. Come home after 12. Start in morning 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Come home after 12. Hunting bear. He look at bear holes, bear holes. He went across. He walk on the mountain. And he find bear hole. And it was new. You know how they find out it's new? Grass is, he full grass by doorway, and he always get grass before he go in the hole. Little ways from the hole, he pick some birch bark, and he always go in the hole with birch bark too. That's the way they find it easy sometimes. And he find out he
bear takes birch bark.
And he found that where bear took birch bark, you know, fingernail. No, oh, some kind of way. It's his way. And where he find is he get grass, and he go to the hole. That's the way they find the bear hole in fall time before it's noon. They say, two so good son, the grass eat so hardly. They say, he ran back and forth with grass. They find out. They say, he find big bear hole. And he see where he get the grass. And he go like this. This grass was not inside. It was We over from by the door. He never put it by the door. So he go like this. This bear hole was open. And here, bear foot is just like this. Two of them. Just stretch out and dead. Just like a man, he said, just like this, you know. And his feet is sticking out.
His feet are sticking out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's inside the hole. But his foot, about this far inside his foot, he finds his foot. And that. Sun is just going down.